So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. Let me tell you a little bit more about this bill. The report charges it also allows anyone else to target an individual because of opinions about a person's actual or perceived characteristics. It warned, it is easy to see, than the expression of opposition to, say, transgender ideology would get someone reported to the hotline. Free speech, at least in the three Washington counties to which the program will initially be rolled out, appears under threat. Now, the report cited concerns for Representative Cindy Jacobson, a Republican, who pointed out that a problem, I think it's difficult to put things into law which look at the intent of a person rather than the actions that they take.
Amen. That's what they're trying to do, because basically this comes down, you could be guilty of thought crimes. And that is going back to like George Orwell's 1984, the thought police. They're coming after your thoughts.
Well, according to this, according to the Gateway Pundit, once the law is signed, it goes into effect July 1st, 2025. And so there you go.
So people have a little time to get it rescinded. July 25, that's a little over a year to, that is kind of almost like one of the last things of a communist takeover, isn't it?
Let's say, not all the people in the state of Washington are communists, but the vast majority of their legislators are.
Yes.
And it's the same thing in Oregon. And
a lot of them say they can't leave their business, their family ties. A lot of them want to leave, but can't. But if this keeps up, there may be no other choice but to flee the state.
Soon
your children are going to be turning you in because they're going to the public school system, and that's the first thing they're going to learn, how to turn in their conservative parents, you know, right-wing Christian parents, to the state. And we're going to see some horrible things happen if this takes place.
I know, but this is, again, like we saw, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 3. We talked about that last night. Romans 1, 2 Thessalonians. We're seeing all of these things falling into place, becoming more degenerate. Our society is morally becoming more reprobate. And so, I mean, these are the times we're living in. Now, this is the best time. So the folks out there listening to me, here's the positive part of this. This is the best time to let your light shine the brightest, to run to this battle. Everything is falling out exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, said it would. And now, you have two options. You can sit around and say, woe is me, look at everything. Or you can say, you know, let's run to this fight. The Bible tells you to let your feet run to that battle, right?
Right.
And so, and that's what we're doing.
It's time to lay up crowns and treasures in heaven.
Absolutely. Congresswoman, Representative Harriet Hageman, and from Wyoming, says this: Bidens are the most corrupt family ever in a position of power. So let me ask you this. Do you think that the Bidens are the most corrupt family, or are there two other candidates?
Well, the Clintons are right up there with the Bidens, and
the Obamas.
Some others throughout our country, but those are the top two, I think.
Yeah, well, and I think what she means is the Clintons were corrupt, but they didn't have that many family members involved.
But they had other people that they controlled.
Yeah, and the same thing with Obama. He didn't have that many family members involved. But, you know, the Bidens have the whole crime cartel. I mean, the Biden family.
Right. Everyone in it's involved. I mean, even the grandkids were getting the payoffs.
Absolutely. Here's what she writes. U.S. Representative Harriet Hegman says the Biden family, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and the rest, in fact, are corrupt. In fact, more corrupt than anyone in American politics ever, she said. Well, I don't know if she could say that. She hasn't been around that long, but I would be hard-pressed to think of any other, even the Daley family out of Chicago wasn't this bad. I believe that this is the most corrupt family ever in position of power in this country's history, she said in a recent interview in the Cowboy State Daily. We're talking about a level of corruption that is so far beyond what we have seen with previous political leaders. Her comments come shortly after she was a part of a House grilling of Hunter Biden members investigating into whether Joe Biden committed impeachable offenses. I just read, how many was it? Was it 350?
350 is what you said.
Yeah. Hegman was chosen by her state's voters in literal landslide to replace the ejected Representative Liz Cheney in the last election. That Liz Cheney, she was unbelievable. Traitorous.
How about a traitor Tory? There is the perfect word for her.
Yep, absolutely.
She's not only a traitor to the Republican Party, she's a traitor to her country.
Cheney had
anything you think of.
Yep, Cheney had not only the tenure in Congress that should have given her an election advantage, but her powerful name in GOP. And I mean, she lost in a huge way. I think, if I remember right, she only got about 18% of the vote.
Very, very few. It was a very humiliating defeat, but she sure didn't act like it. No.
Right. But she had one failing. Remember, here they were talking about the Democrats as running her for president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
they were even, talked about she could be a VP choice, all kinds of bad things, yeah.
She explicitly, ardently, and emphatically an enemy of President Donald Trump.
Well, she's also a crook. I've got an article here from the Fox News. The GOP report about the January 6th committee that they deleted records. Evidence, hired Hollywood producers, we know that, to promote a political narrative. And Nancy Pelosi's January 6th was nothing but a cherry-picked group to promote a political goal. And this is from, according to Barry Loudermilk, Republican chairman of the Committee on House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight. And this is all came out in his initial findings, came out Monday. And they didn't look at all the security failures or reforms or anything to make things safer, to keep things from happening. It was a total witch hunt. And he put out this 81-page report, and he said, there's a lot more coming. So he basically comes out and said they did all kinds of things. They, with this camera in there, we know from trying to remember back that you couldn't refute the evidence, you couldn't ask questions, couldn't do a rebuttal. They broke every rule of a fair committee, and then they went and deleted hid transcripts, deleted things, and so they didn't call other witnesses that would have had opposing testimony. So we know one thing, Cheney is one of the most, along with Pelosi, dishonest people that we've had in the Republican Party. And Pelosi, of course, has been that way in the Democrat Party forever.
So here now, the committee, which included 7 communist Democrats,
right,
and 2 former Republicans.
Rhinos.
These are hardcore
These
rhinos.
These were a real Republican.
Shaney and Adam Kinzinger.
Mm-hmm.
These are rhinos, and what they're doing again today. I know we've been talking about it, and we've been warning people more and more. In the primaries, they're telling the Democratic Communist Party is telling their people to go register as Republicans and vote in the primaries for rhinos. Now you have, and they're telling they're running as Republicans and more, and I've been trying to tell people, folks, we have that in my own county where I live. We have this. We have something called the Communist Corner, Joe, and it's an amazing thing because from the church, you can see this Communist Corner. One side of the street is where the conservative signs go up. On the other side, this guy's been there for years. Never, if you were to put a sign of a decent person in that yard, he would tear it out in a heartbeat. He would never let a Republican sign there. Yet, we have 2 women that are running for county commissioners, and their signs are all through this guy's yard. This guy, and they both claim to be pro-life. This guy would rather die a slow death than to have pro-lifers, than to let a pro-lifer put a sign in his yard. He would never, ever do that unless he was convinced they were communist. And so, anyhow, that's what's happening out there today. So we have this battle going on. So folks out there, you have 4 people running for the two seats. You have Nancy MacArthur. You have this Carolyn Brakey. You have Ralph Spitaleri and Skip Claypool. Now, Spitaleri is a sitting commissioner. He's very conservative. And Skip Claypool is a former commissioner, very conservative. They're real solid Republicans. So you folks out there listening, ask yourself, those folks sitting in Geauga County, remember, well, in those immortal words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does.
If you've got the 2 good candidates, you're basically saying you would highly suggest they vote for some decent, honest people in government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you're wondering why things are the way they are, and we kept trying to tell you folks, vet the people, make sure you know. Look, before you vote for them, find out how they voted in the past.
Right.
And you have these people that are coming, switching over, that have voted, you know, their whole life as Democrats and voted as Democrats, and now all of a sudden they switch, and it's not because they're becoming more conservative. That is the strategy of the Communist Party now.
Yeah, and look where the money comes. Oh, one thing I wanted to remind folks, that Loudermilk's report on the January 6th, he said, you know, Liz Cheney was made the vice chair. And I never thought about this before, but Loudermilk did. She should not have been vice chair because vice chair was a position reserved for a Democrat because the Democrats were in control. Cheney was not the minority ranking member, but went ahead and served as vice chair of the Select Committee, a position under House rules for a member of the same party as the chair. So here the Democrats let her sit in a Democrat position. Now, what Republican would they let sit in the vice chair in a controlling position? But they wanted Cheney as vice chair, so there was kind of like living proof to the people that think we're exaggerating about Cheney. They had to violate all kinds of rules and procedure and everything to let her be vice chair in a position she should not ever have been in. Makes you think a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, remember, there's laws for them and then laws for us.
Oh, that, and, I keep forgetting that. Yeah, I'm, you know, the old school, we're supposed to be all equal under the law, a little thing like that in the Constitution.
But some are more equal than others.
Right. Some animals are more equal than others.
So you have this. Now, Trump said, look, I will give you 10,000 National Guardsmen, surround the Capitol, and make sure that this rally is a peaceful rally. No, but they rejected. First of all, Nancy Pelosi's sergeant of the arms there said no. Nancy Pelosi refused. Also, that mayor. Muriel, what is her name? Yeah.
D.C. Mayor Bowser.
Yeah, Muriel Bowser.
Marion Bowser.
Right. Now, here, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows asking D.C. Mayor. Chief Mark Meadows said, look, here, you've got, to, we'll provide these. Trump was willing to provide 10,000 troops. Trump offered several times, and every time they turned him down.
Did you notice they never called Mark Meadows to testify?
Yeah, I noticed that too, yeah.
Yeah, and what it was is this Ornato, I'm trying to remember, he was the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, and he served several decades in the Secret Service, and he was a witness to Mark Meadows talking to the mayor, Bowser, and others, and so he said, no, you know, they said, Trump wants to make sure there's no fights between the, pro-Trump, anti-Trump people with all those people there. There's a good chance for a riot conflict. We don't want any trouble, so. And then Cheney lied. Oh, that never happened. Donald Trump never offered troops. So we have several witnesses who were never, a couple who were never called, who should have been. And the one who called that they didn't talk to, and they hid the transcript. So, I mean, that's about, if anything like that, you or I did something like that, or the Republicans had a trial where they had some testimony they didn't like, and they hid it and deleted the testimony, everybody would go to jail, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But
well, there
case,
you go.
Anything going to happen? Nope. I
you know what?
Liz Cheney will ever even get a finger pointed at her saying, bad girl, you know?
Well, you see, look, we don't have a Justice Department. What is called the Justice Department is simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. They do not represent the people. They have that what is called has no legitimacy at all. It is no legitimacy at all. They are corrupt to the core, completely and totally corrupt. Now, just like in New York City, here. Kamish will hunt down firefighters who dare boo Latina James at a ceremony. Commissioner for the New York City Fire Department, Laura Cavanaugh, is starting a witch hunt against firefighters or staff who booed an immensely unpopular New York attorney general. I was watching that. They really booed her.
Oh, I heard that. It was wonderful,
yeah.
Wasn't it? I just
yeah.
loved it.
During her
you can't do that in church. It had nothing to do with the church. They weren't booing the church. They were booing her.
Yep. And so here the James had not been popular among supporters of former President Donald Trump, and she led an investigation which claimed that he was overhauling his network and assets to secure business loans. Look, that is a lie told by a liar. That is a lie told by a lighter. Every one of those banks that came in there. By the way, when you're in real estate, Joe, let me ask you a question. When you're in real estate, don't you always ask more than you expect to get for a property?
Sure, always. You try and get the most you can. In fact, they go, what's this place worth? It's worth whatever somebody is willing to pay for it.
And so not one of the banks said they were totally satisfied with the way Trump did business and would love to continue doing business with him. That doesn't mean a thing. That in Engron's court, you had two crooks in that court, Engron and Letitia James. Those were the two crooks in there. Donald Trump was the victim in this court. And people, they know that. But listen, let me tell you, what you sow, you will reap, will you not?
Exactly.
And that Letitia James, she was a bought and paid for from George Soros.
Right. Another one of those bought and paid for whores. And,
yep.
In this case, female whore, but term still applies. She sold her soul. And,
yeah, well.
In the end, it's going to come out and she'll receive her judgment.
Yeah, well, in this case, the Bible talks about judicial whores, those that are. And in several places that sold their very soul.
I said even female, but she's still a whore in that sense.
Yeah,
judicial.
And that's what a whore is. A whore doesn't always apply to sexuality.
Right, selling the body. It's selling your soul, really, in that sense.
Yeah, and that's what she did. She sold herself, and sold out the American people. And here,
well, there's actually a whole group. I think we got time. Yeah, the White House Trade Office has been working with a bunch of left-wing groups. And this story out of the Daily Signal, Fred Lucas, the Office of U.S. Trade Representatives intends to cooperate with a liberal legal organization that routinely sues over ID laws and different left-wing causes. So, if any states try and put in, like you need to show your ID to vote, oh, they're there with a lawsuit. It's this agency is called USTR, and that's a agency within the executive branch, within the executive office of the president. And it's been working with the Brennan Center for Justice, among other left-wing organizations. And they found this was the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project that, through the Freedom of Information Act, came up with this. This Brennan Center is a legal advocacy group based in New York University. So here it's working with the Biden administration through the Office of Trade Representatives, and it does posts on interesting key dates that are important to voting engagement: National Voter Registration Day, Election Day, anniversary of Black Suffrage, 19th Amendment, National Voter Registration Act. All these things, they go out. And they're all pushing what? The minority communities. And everything they do is working with like groups like the Asian Americans Advancing Justice, Mexican American Legal Defense Fund, the National Pan-Hellenic Council, the Brennan Center. All of these groups are far left groups that push the left's agenda, the left's narrative. And here they're... Biden nominated this Catherine Tai as his trade representative to lead this office. And, boy, she's got a background. She's basically the only thing she's got a good background in is left politics. She's an activist, not a expert on anything. The Brennan Center opposes voter IDs, advocates mail-in voting, and redistricting, redrawing up congressional districts. And the reason I wanted to get to that is why this census, the Republicans tried to put a bill through saying that on the census, only citizens can be counted. And this was voted down by every Democrat. No, the census has to count all the illegals. Well, what happens, folks, they count the illegals, and you take the number of people in an area, you get more bigger congressional district, more people, more Congress critters. In fact, with all the illegal aliens, could give as many as 25 to 30 new congressmen. That's why the Biden administration and the left wants all these illegal immigrants to come in. They go to these areas, the heavily populated blue state areas like California. The more people, the more congressional representatives, the more they get votes in the Electoral College. Even though these people can't vote yet, they give more power to the Electoral College, more congressmen. So if they, by the time we do this next census and they count all these 10, 15 million illegals, California could get another 20 congressmen. That's why the Republicans have been pushing, no, we only count American citizens, because that is the true and fair way to have representation in Congress, the Electoral College. So you see, this is the proof why the Democrats need, want this illegal immigration. One, then later on, they'll make all these people, let them become citizens, give them amnesty. And then not only will they have the more congressmen and the more votes in the Electoral College, but then they'll have stronger votes and more greater numbers. And they always remember, the Democrats always say, we won because we got more popular votes than the Republicans. Although we didn't win the Electoral College, we had more popular votes. Remember, it was
Bush and...
No.
You're talking about...
Hillary Clinton was the one screaming, I won all the votes. Hillary was screaming, we need to get rid of that Electoral College. It should be by the popular vote. It was Hillary Clinton calling for that.
No, she claimed she won the majority of the votes, but that's very questionable.
That's what she was calling for. Get rid of the Electoral College. We should win by who has the most votes, blah, blah. That's why the Dems are going to keep pushing that, because they control the bigger states.
Now, with Al Gore and George Bush, I think Al Gore actually did have the more votes than Bush. But Bush won because of the he had more delegates.
Right, more in the Electoral College. And
yeah,
the Founding Fathers put that in so that a couple of big states with big population could not just totally overrun and outvote all those smaller states, you know. North Dakota, South Dakota have smaller populations, but they deserve to have a voice in government. And you can't have just, you know, New York and L.A. winning all the votes because all the people living... I mean, New York, I think, had more people in the city than South Dakota did in the whole state. You know, L.A. had more people than North Dakota, Wyoming, you know. And this is the way they balanced out fairness, was through this Electoral College system. And without that, it would be this country would have been lost 100 years ago.
All right, we're going to a break. We'll be back right after this one more.
And now the end is near. If you're not saved, then you're hurting. It's him that you should fear. And that's the truth, I know for certain. He gave me life that's eternal. He kept me from going astray. He's God, and this I know, He did it His way. Regrets, He's had none, not even one that I can mention. He saved you and I. He brought us through without exemption. He planned each charted course, a guiding light along the pathway. For sure, not more or less. He did it his way. Throughout ancient times, I know it's true. There was never anything that he couldn't do. My faith in him never was any doubt. What he said, he carried out. All in all, as I recall, he did it his way. He lived. He suffered and died. But he arose in power and glory. In him, I now abide. History is just his story. His word is where life's at. And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. He did it his way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not his reward, then he has not. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it his way. A broken heart, he can heal. And in his word, the truth revealed. His word shows what we all know. He did it. His way.
Boy, I like his way of doing it too, you know? I really do. Anyhow.
Well, it's the right way. I mean, he created us. He knows what we need. He knows what's good. He knows what's good for us. He knows what the future is, what is going to be taking place. So, everything that about him is out there for our benefit, for those that love him.
And you know what's good for the children? It's good for the children if you send them to a school where they get reading, writing, and arithmetic, but more than that, where they learn about
Jesus.
They learn about the Creator, the creation, and all of that. And let me tell you, here in our neck of the woods, you have Agape Christian Academy. And they're having this coming Thursday, March 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., they're having their annual open house. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, this is a really good school. I sent my grandson's going there right now. And so we invite you to attend our annual open house to meet our teachers and staff. They've got some very good people there. I mean, very good. See our classrooms, gain insight, and you consider the many benefits of the Christian education for your children. Learn more about our small class sizes, academic rigorous curriculum, biblical worldview, academic intervention program, ambassadors for Christ, sports teams, local international ministries, college credit courses, and loving environment. So, see you there. Now, again, that's that will be... The Burton campus is 14220. That's 14220 Clarendon Troy Road in Burton, Ohio. The Troy campus is 17791 Clarendon Troy Road in Hiram, Ohio. Now, you can call. For more information, you can call. Or if you go on their website, is this. Their website is www.agapeca. That's agapeca.com. Or you can call. I'll give that to you one more time. I know people say, you know, I didn't have time to get a pen. It's agapeca.com. Or you can call 440-834-8022, and when you get there, if you see Russ and Sue Gifford, they're the ones that started that school some years ago, and I helped them out with some promoting. Just tell them you heard about it with old Pastor Sanders. Just say you heard about it on What's Right, What's Left when you go to see them. I'd like that if you would. Anyhow, there you go. Okay.
Well, if I could add some to that, folks, it does matter where the children go. Many, many years ago, my wife and I and several people got together with the church and set up a homeschool program within a church. And it was set up where we brought in all retired teachers, businessmen, scientists, you know, practicing attorney or retired attorneys helped teach the children. And we had five girls that started high school. And in 2 years, they had completed high school. They went to the local college. They took entrance exams, passed, went in with flying colors. And four of those girls had their AA degrees when they came back and went to see their old friends at the public high school get their graduation certificate graduating from high school. They had earned their AAs in college in that same period. That's what a good Christian school is capable of doing. And not only that, the kids were told that if they got all their work done, they could do something fun. We'd do adventure, like go to museums, we'd go look at an industry, we'd, you know, went and look at a cattle ranch operation. We did all kinds of different things that were educational, but not necessarily, you know, book learning by the, you know, curriculum. And they almost never had to work, go to school on a Friday. They mostly did their adventures and outside learning. So this is what can be done with a good school. So when you have something like Agape, it is worth the cost. It is worth the time, the effort, the expense, because it really makes a difference in your child's education. I guarantee it.
Well, not only that, but, yeah, the tuition is much lower than it is in so many of these other places. But, you know, we did the same thing. We had a homeschool co-op in our church and for several years. But then a much larger church was doing the very same thing close by. And what we did is, you're right, we had NASA scientists as a science teacher. We had veteran English teachers, music teachers, math teachers. And the kids were about 2 or 3 years ahead of those in the public school academically.
Right. And a lot of these retired people loved coming in and working with the kids and helping. You didn't have to pay them. At least we didn't. They volunteered to come in, and the kids that did their homework got to sit down and work with these people with special math or science projects or whatever. And we even, like, one of the things, we went to court, and the kids got to, the older kids got to go sit in on different court hearings and see how things worked in real life. And one of the teachers, one of the people that took them was a retired attorney. And it was a marvelous thing. And Christian education just cannot be beat. Some of the best colleges love these homeschool or Christian school children. They're well-behaved. They're get good grades. They've had no trouble getting into college. Well, maybe not Yale or Harvard anymore, but a reasonable, decent college, I should say.
Yeah, well, that's true. A number of these big corporations would much rather take homeschoolers, and nowadays you can homeschool all the way through high school. I homeschooled up to the sixth grade, And then from there, we put them in a Christian school.
Yeah, we went, we started a little different. It was about junior high. Our child was junior high age when we started the school, so.
But you know what, Joe? When I was going to school, it was almost like a very clear, close to a Christian school in the elementary and even the junior high. It wasn't until high school where they started actually teaching evolution.
Right. I mean, the weird stuff didn't start to, you know. Yeah.
Right.
A lot of the schools back then were pretty good, still pretty good as far as teaching what they taught, and the teachers were good. In fact, where I live, most teachers were Christians, and it was a fairly safe place, but it started slowly changing.
Yep. Anyhow, majority of American voters believe the CIA and the FBI are seeking to control the outcome of the 2024 elections.
Gee, I wonder what would make anybody think that.
Well, it is now common knowledge that Barack Obama and his henchmen spied on candidate Donald Trump and his family and associates in 2016.
Right.
After Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, Obama continued to spy on his successor and plotted on how to bring down his administration. This has been proven in court and official proceedings. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, FBI, CIA, Gina Haspel, Five Eyes, Foreign Intelligence, and others were involved in this historic scandal to ruin and take out candidates Donald Trump. The effort to remove Trump from office based on the phony Russia collusion scandal, and then President Donald Trump. And we also know that all got away with it. No one of importance was ever prosecuted, and the mainstream fake news media ran with Russiagate lies for years, and then ignored the truth when it came out that this was all one deep state scam to take out Donald Trump. I mean, I would be so ashamed if I had been in the mainstream media. I would be so ashamed, you know, just unbelievable. No integrity, no honesty, and there's not one journalist, in my opinion, at NBC, ABC, CBS, they're not journalists. These guys are shock jocks, and, well, they're propaganda.
They're also paid whores. They're paid to do the narrative. They're paid to
media whores.
Yep,
media whores. And we also know that they all got away with it. No one of importance, that's what I said, was arrested. It really should come out as no surprise that the majority of Americans today believe that the deep state is seeking to control the outcome of the 2024 election. Even
we had those 31 secure, was it 51, intelligent agents all saying that the Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. They all said it without looking at it. None of them examined it. The FBI had it, and they sure didn't share it. They knew what was in it. So we know the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all the other alphabet letters with intelligence all lied. So when some of the most important agencies that require, you know,
They've lost all legitimacy.
Integrity didn't have it. They all lied and cheated. We know, well, what are we going to expect in the future? More of the same, right?
Absolutely. 52% of likely U.S. voters believe it's likely that U.S. intelligence agencies are seeking to control the outcome of it. Now, that means that Democrats believe this, too.
What percentage?
52%.
Boy, to me, that's low.
The 20 to 24 presidential election, including 31% who consider it very, very likely. 38% don't think intelligence agencies are trying to control the election, including 20% who say it not at all. So there you go. Nearly half, 49% of the voters think U.S. intelligence agencies have their own political agenda, down slightly from 51% last year, while 36% believe the agencies generally perform impartially. There you go. So anyhow, folks, we know what's happening out there. And again, I would be ashamed to be in the mainstream media out there, what they call mainstream, but it's not. It's the, as Donald Trump calls it, the fake news media, and that's exactly what it is. They're the fake news media. They're not news. They're propaganda pieces, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. One of the stories they're hiding is the government is trying to put out rules that are going to stop parents, caregivers, and a lot of seniors, put them out of work. The government regulations are going into effect on being self-employed, being working as an outside contractor. And the government is setting it up where they're making it very complicated to be, almost impossible to be a contractor. And right now, we have a lot of these people probably up to, you know, somewhere between 25% of the workers are involved in what they call the gig economy, work outside their full-time employees. Well, a lot of these people, sometimes it's people that have children, want to only work part-time, want to be able to pick and choose where they work, who they work for. And like the Women's Forum, Independent Women's Forum, they have about 20 independent contractors. And all these people would have to either be made employees or not have a job. And like the Independent Women Forum said, they can't afford full-time employees, so they would have to let these people go, maybe one person, you know. But look at all the people that are out there that like to do things on their own, that are independent, like to pick who they want to work for. They value their independence. They like to control their schedule. Some of them don't want to depend on just one employer. They want to have several different employees. So if some business goes out of business, they have, you know, they're not out of work.
I hear you, Joe, but you know what? We're
doing this, and the government is trying to stop the independent contractor. Put
yeah,
them out
I know.
Of business.
How much time do we have there? Who is good? Do you know what the Bible says about who is good, Joe?
No one.
As it is written.
None.
Romans 3:10 through 12. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way, they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now, does that include born-again believers?
No, I don't believe it does, because we have been made, we have been washed by the blood of the Lamb and made clean.
Amen. Okay, so then who has sinned? Who? How many people do you know have sinned?
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Romans 3:23. Okay, there was a fellow on the radio some years ago, and I'm having one of my senior moments. He was very popular. He's passed away. But he always claimed that he had never sinned. the eternal cost of your sin, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
Death.
Okay.
God made that very plain, made it simple, right?
Absolutely. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, Romans 1:18. Now, nothing you can do to save yourself. You can't. There's nothing you can do because we don't have anything. We don't have any ability to save ourselves. And this is why, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Now, that means we need a Savior. Romans 3:27, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Okay, Romans 5:8-9, well, God's love has made a way. But God has commanded that his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And that's one of those verses, it's just one of many that lets you know the wrath of God in the tribulation period, that Christians will not go through the tribulation period. There would be no reason for them to go. In fact, it would be counterproductive for Christians.
Right, counterproductive because being again cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, we've been made pure and holy enough to, what? Stand in the presence of a holy God. So there would be no need for us to go through that.
Absolutely. So you must place your complete faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith, Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, that if one shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Therefore we are conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law, Romans 3:28. Now, if you really believe that Jesus Christ can save you, see, that's the thing, it's faith. You have to believe. If you really believe that Jesus Christ can save you, Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is able also to perform. And pray, and you ask him, ask the Lord Jesus, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, the Lord Jesus actually said that we pray to the Father in his name and ask for forgiveness of the sins. And for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Romans 10:11. And so, Joe, is there any better explanation from all of existence, from where we came from, where we're at, where we're going? Is there any better explanation, any more authoritative book than God's Word, the King James Bible?
None. Nowhere. It is the, I call it the care and feeding of Christians. It is the maintenance manual for how to become and maintain a Christian.
And
it's his story, really. It's the story of the Lord Jesus Christ in the world, right?
Right. And here, the tragedy is this, that there's so many people, the vast majority of people in this world are going to end up in hell. And here's the tragedy is none of them have to. None of them have to go to hell. They don't have to. God give you a get-out-of-hell-free card. If only they understood that. And it's right here. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because, not because he didn't provide it. He did. They rejected it, and they're doing it today. Folks out there, I hope you're not one of them. I hope you listen to what we said tonight. Well, it's at that time again that we come to. Every night at this time is when we say, good night. And then we always go on to say, God bless all you folks out there listening. And then we say, ready? Always. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.